Chapter 1. Shocking pain slammed into his skull and down his back. Dare Collins did his best not to scream in the middle of his own bar. He slowly stood up and rubbed the back of his head since he'd been distracted and hit it on the countertop. Since the thing was made of solid wood and thick as hell, he was surprised he hadn't given himself a concussion. But since he didn't see double, he had a feeling once his long night was over, he'd just have to make the throbbing go away with a glass of Macallan. There was nothing better than a glass of smooth whiskey or an ice-cold mug of beer after a particularly long day. Which one Dare chose each night depended on not only his mood, but also those around him. So was the life of a former cop turned bartender. He had a feeling he'd be going for the whiskey and not a woman tonight, like most nights if he were honest. It had been a long day of inventory and no-show staff members, meaning he'd had a headache from hell, and it looked as if he'd be working open to close when he truly didn't want to. But that's what happened when one was the owner of a bar and restaurant rather than just a manager or bartender, like he was with the old whiskey restaurant and bar. It didn't help that his family had been in and out of the place all day for one reason or another, his brothers and parents either wanting something to eat or having a question that needed to be answered right away where a phone call or text wouldn't suffice. His mom and dad had mentioned more than once that he needed to be ready for their morning meeting, and he had a bad feeling in his gut about what that would mean for him later. But he pushed that from his thoughts because he was used to things in his life changing on a dime. He'd left the force for a reason, after all. Enough of that. He loved his family, he really did, but sometimes they, his parents in particular, gave him a headache. Since his mom and dad still ran the old whiskey inn above his bar, they were constantly around, working their tails off at odd jobs that were far too hard for them at their ages, but they were all just trying to earn a living. When they weren't handling business for the inn, they were fixing problems upstairs that Dare wished they'd let him help with. While he'd have preferred to call it a night and head back to his place a few blocks away, he knew that wouldn't help tonight. Since his bartender Rick had called in sick at the last minute, as well as two of Dare's waitresses from the bar, Dare was pretty much screwed. And if he wallowed just a little bit more, he might hear a tiny violin playing in his ear. He needed to get a grip and get over it. Working late and dealing with other people's mistakes was part of his job description, and he was usually fine with that. Apparently, he was just a little off tonight, and since he knew himself well, he had a feeling it was because he was nearing the end of his time without his kid. Whenever he spent too many days from Nathan, he acted like a crabby asshole. Thankfully, his weekend was coming up. Solving a hard math problem over there or just daydreaming? Because that expression on your face looks like you're working your brain too hard. I'm surprised I don't see smoke coming out of your ears, Fox asked as he walked up to the bar, bringing Dare out of his thoughts. Dare had been pulling drafts and cleaning glasses mindlessly while in his head, but he was glad for the distraction, even if it annoyed him that he needed one. Dare shook his head and flipped off his brother. Suck me. The bar was busy that night, so Fox sat down on one of the empty stools and grinned. Nice way to greet your customers. He glanced over his shoulder before looking back at Dare and frowning. Where are Rick and the rest of your staff? Dare barely held back a growl. Out sick. Either there's really a 24-hour stomach bug going around and I'm going to be screwed for the next couple of days, or they're all out on benders. Fox cursed under his breath before hopping off his stool and going around the side of the large oak and maple bar to help out. That was Dare's family in a nutshell. They dropped everything whenever one of them needed help, and nobody even had to ask for it. Since Dare sucked at asking for help on a good day, he was glad that Fox knew what he needed without him having to say it. Without asking, Fox pulled up a few drink orders and began mixing them with the skill of a longtime barkeep. Since Fox owned the small-town newspaper, the Whiskey Chronicle, Dare was still surprised sometimes at how deft his younger brother was at working alongside him. Of course, even his parents, his older brother Locke, and his younger sister Tabby knew their way around the bar. Just not as well as Dare did. Considering that was his job, he was grateful for that. He loved his family, his bar, and hell, he even loved his little town on the outskirts of Philly. Whiskey, Pennsylvania was like most other small towns in his state where some parts were new additions, and others were old stone buildings from the Revolutionary or Civil War eras with add-ons, like his. And with a place called Whiskey, everyone attached the label where they could. Hence the town paper, his bar, and most of the other businesses around.